Bob McDonald. Welcome to another session of Differentiator Die, the keys to creating powerful B2B tech positioning stories with Bob Wright, founder of Firebrick Consulting. Our topic today, Bob, is how should I measure the success of positioning? And the reason we want to cover this is, you know, people invest not only time, but the money in these efforts. So how should we measure it out the other at the other side?
That's a great question, because positioning does require a tangible investment, not only in time and money. Positioning, if it's done right, should make a tangible impact on the company. And specifically, I know when positioning is working is, first off, everybody is echoing and communicating a single consistent message. Positioning becomes a rallying cry for the company. So the company is excited, the company is enthused, and particularly the salespeople now have confidence. They have a story that's actually going to work and it's going to engage their target buyers in a new way. But specifically how I measure positioning, let's talk at the sales cycle level. Am I collapsing the length of sales cycle? Does the sales cycle with this positioning go from 9 months to 6 months, for example? Does the positioning help improve the win-loss ratio? Do I move from a 5-to-1 to a 2-to-1, you know, win-loss ratio? The other way I measure positioning is, am I engaging at the executive level buyers? Many of our clients come to us because they're too low level in sales cycles, and they need a positioning that's going to help them hop up to the executive level. So I look at, you know, how many sales cycles now are actually engaged initially at the executive level. The other way to look at it is CLV or ASP. For example, I had a client the other day that texted me. He was so enthused, the CEO, he said, hey, we just signed the three biggest deals in our company's history, and that's due to this positioning. We have a much larger story. It commands a much more larger value proposition, and we're able to actually command a premium price. Finally,
that it's interesting you bring that up, because I know this is something you were very passionate about when you created this whole Firebrick methodology, that it all has to be about driving revenue.
Completely. And that's why we say what Firebrick is all about is driving revenue for B2B tech companies, because if you do positioning right, it's going to make a significant impact on traction in the market and sales cycles. But the other place it helps actually is from a valuation perspective and from a strategic perspective in the market category. So I know positioning is successful if, number one, it's making an impact on the quarterly driven sales goals of the company, but also over time, is it making an impact in the market category? Am I moving up to the right quadrant in the magic quadrant? Am I owning and shifting the buying criteria in my favor? And am I increasing actually the valuation of the company as I do this? So good positioning has an impact, a measurable impact, not only on internal as a rallying cry, getting the company and the customers enthused, but also at the sales cycle level and finally at the market category level.
You know, just to come back to one of your topics here, your first topic actually about the consistency of the message throughout the organization. There's an interesting benefit to the Firebrick process that you've developed, and the positioning workshop in particular helps lay a groundwork for that consistency later when the positioning actually is introduced to the company and as you call it, has been operationalized. Could you talk about that?
I think one of the biggest things that kills positioning actually is not everybody's on the same page and you're echoing inconsistent messages to the marketplace. Nothing will kill a positioning faster than that. One of the most powerful measurable impacts of our positioning process is the ability to get everybody on the same page. But actually, I consider positioning could be a transformative process in nature. I had a client of ours the other day. They talked about their company as this, a little network monitoring company. But we actually created such a powerful big picture conversation for them that they could live into, that the CEO turned to me and said, we will never look at our company the same again. I know that's when positioning makes a big impact on a company.
Bob, thanks for giving us some insight on how we should measure the success of positioning. Join us for more sessions of Differentiate or Die.